For the Grundy R5 boys, it's a championship HTC Conference regular season, HTC Conference tournament. A victory over Mercer, 70-48. Tri-County, 68-37. Winston, 49-35. I would say going to that Winston game, Coach, kind of knowing your team and kind of knowing Winston, I think you'd like to play it a little bit higher scoring, and Winston want to slow it down a little bit. So it looked like it was played at more of Winston's pace, but you know, defensively you've been so good, and were you able to kind of beat Winston at even the pace they wanted to play on Saturday? Was it that sort of a ball game over there?
It was. Definitely early on, they dictated the pace of the game. I thought they did a really good job in the first half of getting us disrupted and not letting our offense get into a good flow, and I thought they did a great job defensively and offensively. They took their time and got the buckets they wanted, and you know, I thought the main turning point was in the third quarter. We went on a big run in the third quarter to kind of separate the game.
And as you know, we've talked about how Corbin hasn't been, he's been your number one option, but you know, certainly he's not just the only guy you have offensively, but as far as a guy stepping up and having a big game in a big atmosphere, Corbin was really good on Saturday night by all indications.
He was. You know, I really thought actually Corbin struggled a little bit in the first half. He forced a couple shots out of rhythm, and we talked at halftime about, you know, just letting the offense come to him, finding some rhythm. And, you know, the third quarter, I thought every shot he took was in rhythm, and it was balanced on the floor. So he just does such a great job of commanding the ball and commanding the attention of the defense. But he's so good, and he's just done a great job of stepping up in the big-time moments for us this year.
With Tri-County tomorrow night, Coach, you saw them last Thursday. You handled your business against them pretty well, 68-37. What are the challenges that Tri-County presents your team that you'll have to be aware of tomorrow night?
I think the biggest thing is just that lull coming off that championship win on Saturday. You know, sometimes you get in that lull game where you're still high off a championship win and you're kind of overlooking opponents. But obviously we're going to have a really good practice today, talk about the jobs not finished, and we want to, you know, finish the conference record perfect. So, you know, they've got a kid over there that could score at a very high rate if you let him. So we just have to make sure we keep him down in scoring and be ready to go at the tip.
I kind of feel like, too, yeah, it's an interesting Tri-County team because your team that you're the kid that you're mentioning there is Derek Curtis. And, I mean, he can go off for 30, 35 points on any given night. And I'm really intrigued with this Tri-County young group because they have a lot of freshmen that have played this year, a fair amount of sophomores. They're only going to get better. Yeah, obviously some up and downs for that group, but you don't want to catch them on the wrong night because I feel like there's a lot of ability that's just going to keep growing and flourishing over there with that young group.
They are. They've got a lot of young talent. You know, I thought the last time we played them, you know, Derek wasn't the one who really hurt us. We did a great job of containing him. And the role players around him, those young guys stepped up and made shots to keep it close early on. And, you know, we had a big run in the third and fourth quarter to kind of separate and make the score look what it was. But, you know, early on they played really well, and those young guys were for the main reason for that.
How close are you guys to where you envision where you want to see your team going into districts? You got a week before districts start next Monday. How close are you from the vision that you wanted to see your guys playing at to where you are right now?
We're really close. I think that, you know, at the start of the year, we wanted other guys to step up in scoring. And, you know, looking back at last week, we got Zach Cross. You know, he got into the 20s. We had one of our other role players, Hunter Miller, get up to 18. And we had Tate McLaren come off the bench and get 8-7 in big-time games. So, you know, I think that our role players are stepping up. And, you know, Cole Peterson has been a great finisher at the rim this year. So we're getting close to that spot where everybody's stepping up, scoring where they know they're supposed to score, and just be ready for that moment.
There's a lot of chatter about the potential of a Green City Grundy R5 championship game in that district next week. But is it... Is it a difficult thing to kind of keep your kids away from that chatter, Coach, or do you feel like that with the amount of experience that you have on the floor that your kids are really good at this point at taking things one practice, one game at a time?
I really think the biggest thing from this year compared to last year is we've done a much better job of just taking one day at a time. You know, looking at the record difference, you know, we've returned everybody from last year, so it obviously helps that we have experience in this category. You know, I thought last year we overlooked a couple teams and came up with a couple losses, and you know, this year, I think they've done a great job of just saying, hey, it's just one day at a time. No matter who the opponent is, we just got to stay one day at a time. We're not worried about Friday night's district championship game, about who we could possibly play. It's just first night will be East Harrison, and then the next night we'll either see Mercer or Gilman City. So we're just focused on one day at a time.
And if you look too far ahead, you lose the enjoyment of practices and games, and you want to enjoy them while they're in front of you.
It is. You know, this group is a special group. You know, we love each other like family, and you know, I love the journey more than the destination, and, you know, practice is a part of that journey where we have a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. So, you know, definitely want to keep focusing on practices and not just worried about the last game.
With all the attention on the Meadville girls, and I know the Meadville boys, this is not the best boys team they've had in the last 5-10 years. They had a state championship in that run. But this is a Meadville boys team, and I know you're well aware of this. I'm going to tell the boys this, too. They're capable of going to Galton winning. So, yeah, all the attention to that Meadville girls team, and rightfully so. That Meadville boys team is not a bad outfit coming to your team, coming to your place on Thursday.
They're not. You know, they're well coached. They've obviously built a great program over at Meadville that's been lasting for decades. They know how to win. We'll put it that way. You know, when it comes down to it, they're going to play well against good opponents. They're not going to have a bad night very, very often. So we know that when they come here, we're going to have a ball game, and it's going to be a good one. You know, we're excited to close out the regular season with such a great opponent.
And as a Linn County guy, you speak of experience because that's a big rival of Linn County's, are the Meadville Eagles.
It is.
No question. What's the biggest thing next week, coaches? You just look at districts as a whole. What's the biggest message that you're going to have for the boys so that they can play up to their potential next week up at Mercer?
One day at a time and enjoy each day. You know, we're playing like every game's our last. You know, we've got two seniors who were at the last week of the regular season, and after that it's winter go home time. So we're just enjoying each day as we have it and just focus on the moment and don't think of it as too big or too small.
We don't want to overlook this either, because there are not that many teams in Missouri that have this sort of a record. It is really good. 22-2 is the record for Grundy R5. So no matter what happens here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's been a great season of basketball for the boys program at Grundy. Coach, good luck with the games this week. We'll talk to you about districts next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.